This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. We are thrilled today to be joined by Catherine Lopresti. Catherine is the Director of Operations and Client Services at Montefiore Medical Center. Montefiore is one of the most well-renowned systems and medical centers in the entire country and world. We are thrilled to have you on today. Catherine, can you take a moment to introduce yourself?
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. As you mentioned, I'm an operations professional with a master's degree in healthcare administration with 10 years of revenue optimization experience. I came from a rather diverse background of healthcare. Firstly, I was actually a medical student looking to pursue a career as a physician studying abroad in Guadalajara, Mexico. My father, he is actually still a physician, a practicing physician specializing in internal medicine, wanted to follow in his footsteps. My first semester in Guadalajara, we actually were told to put on white scrubs and practice medicine in remote rural clinics where we were considered doctors. I will never forget the first time I heard a very poor woman with her sick child referred to me as doctora, which was a very humbling experience. While I navigated my way through both community and textbook medicine, all of which in Spanish, I found myself at a crossroads when I couldn't pass my test after 3 years of studying to get back into the States. I took the test twice only to pass it with a score that wasn't valid anymore because they increased the minimal score. Aside from my frustration, I also started to see healthcare change. Small practices were not surviving unless they were joining forces with large health system. And I definitely had a firsthand sight of this as I noticed that my father was trying to navigate himself through this whole change. I was enamored with healthcare, but I knew that it wasn't clinical practice that I wanted to move forward with. Chose to change paths and pursued a master's in healthcare administration. It was through this path that I could help bridge the gap between clinical and operational and financial medicine. So,
let me ask you a question, because you've had this magnificent career. You're now Director of Operations at a great, great health system. We have this incredible shortage of physicians and clinicians in our country. Isn't it sort of ridiculous that so many people that would be great doctors somehow or another get graded out of the system, somehow or another tripped up in the system, weeded out, when we need so many people that obviously would become great physicians? How do you square that? Do you ever think about that?
I thought about it every day. I still think about it every day. I think that it's medicine that's becoming a business and not really diving into really understanding the nature of what medicine is supposed to be, right? The main goal here is to heal and to take an oath to put the patient first as the best way that a physician can do. You know, having come from that background of that direct patient contact right from the get-go really allows us to dive into what medicine should be about. And then having an approach in the way that it is now to drive doctors and minimize the effect of these doctors, these good doctors coming in and using their hands and really identifying from the core what an issue could be for a patient, we're navigating through with number system. Like, what is your score? And you're identified with how well you can take a standardized test when that really doesn't depict what kind of physician that person can be.
Yes, thank you so much. So talk to us now about Montefiore, magnificent health center. Talk about maybe Montefiore and 3 points of pride in the system.
Sure. As you know, the COVID crisis really showed us how resilient we are as humans and professionals. We had a telemedicine rollout. New York was one of the hardest areas hit by the pandemic, especially early on this year. Montefiore was able to streamline a telehealth operation almost overnight, it seems like, right? In March, we had the ability to bill for the first time a telemedicine visit. And by April 1st, we launched Monty First, which was an application for our patients to use for managing their health account. They're able to schedule a visit and as well as follow through with having a virtual visit with their providers. Also, we implemented a work from home initiative to have our staff safely continue working, as we were basically the financial backbone of getting revenue in the door. As you know, especially in healthcare, working remote was something that we never really thought healthcare facilities or just the general thought process of having healthcare workers, both administrative and clinical, working remote would ever happen. And we were able to do that. We were able to not only sustain our productivity, but also enhance it based on the strategic approaches that we put into place. And also innovation. Montefiore is always on the forefront of enhancing patient satisfaction and patient care using the most effective modes of artificial intelligence. So those three points of pride that I have specifically as a professional, as well as being here as a part of the Montefiore team.
Magnificent. And then talk to us for a moment about the director of operations, the mix of technology and people skills, and how do you look at those two things and manage those?
Yeah, as the director of operations and client services, those are actually, as you mentioned, you know, technology and people skills come into play hand in hand. In this position, I provide support to a team of bright individuals to manage the accounts receivables for professional billing, providing a support to senior management and presenting an analysis of open receivables, payer issues, and resolution status. And then on the client services side, I also manage a team that act as a liaison between operations as well as the clinical staff, overseeing rev cycle activities, impacting billing performance, and provider guidance to departments in order to achieve maximum revenue and customer service. So this definitely came into play as we rolled out telemedicine and navigated through the COVID crisis, as we, you know, were really trying to help them sustain this lift as we were getting the application going and having our first virtual visits take off.
And how do you look at things today? Are you excited about the future today? Do you ever look back and say, my goodness, I'm so fortunate I ended up doing what I'm doing versus the role I wanted to have when I was a kid? Or do you ever look back and think, like, this really worked out well for me?
Absolutely. You know, in the first thought that I have is, I'm not the type of leader where I want to just take a vacant position, especially if it's just filling someone else's shoes. So that's boring to me. I want to come in and make the strategic plans to enhance business operatives. I didn't know COVID was going to happen, as no one did. But once that did, it provided an opportunity for all of us to roll our sleeves up and really, you know, contribute our skill sets to where they would most likely fit. In terms of where I thought I'd be, you know, I was managing my grandparents' business as they emigrated from Italy. They started an Italian restaurant because they were not English speaking. They needed assistance, and they raised me as their child as my father pursued medical school. I was running their business at the age of 12, doing payroll, waiting tables. You know, normal 12-year-olds are playing PlayStation right now. So I think that type of experience allowed me to have the business acumen that I have now to, you know, strategically climb up the ladder, if you will, and really make the most important decisions and navigate through the healthcare administrative spectrum that there is.
And isn't that magnificent, though, that sort of that growth and that opportunity as a child, as a teenager, that so many of us had a generation ago, that sort of led you to have that kind of work ethic and value of the perspective of business that you ended up having? I mean, isn't that, in hindsight, a great gift to you?
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, a lot of people, especially as I navigated my way from position to position, and I just remember my experience, you know, speaking to recruiters and hiring managers, they consistently referred to as a package. You don't have what we need on paper, but yet, you know, speaking to me, I can not only handle this role, but I can grow within an organization and prove that I would be a great asset. And that was the barrier that I wanted to break down, was it doesn't have to be a package, if you will, on paper. If they say you need 10 years of experience for a certain type of role, but you have 8, but then you have a world of experience in other areas that can enhance this opportunity. That's the barrier that I've always been wanting to break down, is to let's think outside of the box and what else can a certain candidate offer to the organization, and not just continue making the same cyclical decisions and make a change.
No, fantastic. And when you look at things today, we're going through this tremendously difficult surge of COVID-19 again. Are you optimistic that we'll all be in a better spot, you know, let's say 12 months from now, that things will start to, as the vaccines get going, as things move forward, that at some point we'll get to the other side of this and be in a better spot a year from now?
I do think that we will get around it, and I do think that we will get into a better position. And by that, I don't mean that we will go back to normal. Back to normal doesn't mean that it's better. When I say better, it means that we're adaptive to change. We make the appropriate adaptational change that we need in order to make it better. And that we do in our everyday lives. We don't want to just, if we stayed within what we thought is normal, then we're just complacent. And then we'll find ourselves in a very vulnerable place going forward if something else were to happen. So in order for us as humans, as well as an organization, to get ahead and be successful, we have to be willing to adapt. And that's going to not only make the changes appropriate at the moment, but how do we make these changes and make it better going forward? So I'm very optimistic that Montefiore itself is already on the path to making appropriate changes and being, you know, part of this innovative structure that they're striving to continue to be. But also just healthcare in general. I think that I'm very optimistic with the vaccines coming on board, and just changing the overall thought process of what we are as healthcare.
Magnificent. Catherine, I love your story. You're someone who faced a setback head on and made a magnificent career out of it. It's inspiring. It's learning. It's literally magnificent. Catherine Lopresti, thank you so much for joining us in the Becker's Healthcare Podcast.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.